Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Knoxville's latest City Council meeting.
Well, it doesn't feel like spring for most of us, but a lot of construction projects, spring and summer improvement projects, are already starting around Knoxville, and we can see some improvements already being made. Talk about what's going on currently and what the City of Knoxville has planned.
So, as spring comes, I think it's an annual thing that we're going to have street work. So a lot of street work already started. There was actually two concurrent year programs going. So usually we just have one program for every 1 year, but we had some delays to the 2017 street program. So the tail end of that is actually still going. That is currently doing work on east end of Robinson, and they'll be shifting to the east side of Jackson Street once they finish on Robinson. So we're happy to have that going. Also, the 2018 streets project, that is on Forest Drive and Larson Street. So that is in full swing as well. So we're excited to see those crews out and working. Work has also started on the new tennis courts that will be going next to the rec center, the city's recreation center, working in partnership with the school district for those. And so we're excited to see those going. Unfortunately, they won't be able to be used this season. The tennis season has actually already started, but it's definitely anticipated that they'll be available for next season. And that kind of leads us to Young's Park. That's ready to get going. The only thing holding that back is the current tennis season and the current courts. So it's anticipated that that work can start as soon as middle of May. So we're definitely excited to see that going. Also want to mention the library. If you haven't been, they're currently housed in what used to be East Elementary. They have kind of a cool new setup there. You can go and see that. And that is to allow for some construction and expansion on their building. And so that should be starting soon too. That was actually approved as part of the most recent council meeting to get that project going. So a lot of things going on and a lot of exciting things for Knoxville residents. I think it's really going to change the landscape of Knoxville quite a bit in the next 12 or so months. So we're excited to see these things going.
One of the things that the parks have to deal with is vandalism, and that's something that it's hard to catch whoever's done it. It's hard to punish anybody who's done that. But the city has approved a bid for cameras to go at all these parks. Just talk about that bidding process and where these cameras will end up going.
Well, especially with a lot of the work that's going on, these are expensive improvements. We want to make sure that they're around for their full useful life, that they're not broken or vandalized. And so with the significant investment that's being made into Parks and Rec, we want to protect that investment, and cameras is a great way of doing that. So the city solicited some bids. We had a couple of different companies come out and kind of spec out cameras and sort of give us some ideas of where they would maybe recommend putting some cameras. So there will be cameras now in the rec center. These will be going to Brooks Garden and also Auld Park. We'll start with those, and then the plan would be to add those to Young's. We're going to wait until the work there is actually completed so that we'll know the best locations and angles and views. And so those will be coming shortly once the work there has really gotten going. And we think this will be a good way to help protect that investment and keep it for the long haul, and keep it a place where people feel safe to go and that is cleaned up and well kept.
Talk about some of the other upcoming projects that Knoxville has going on, decided at future council meetings, including, I think, a plan to at least hear some options on renewable energy. I think that's going to be very exciting. We'll have more details on that later, but just kind of talk about the prospects of doing something like that with Knoxville.
Yeah, I think as a community, we want to do things that make financial sense, but we also feel as a city, we can help set an example of being a good steward of not only financial things, but environmental things too. And so we are excited to hear a proposal. This is a Norwalk-based group, Red Lion Renewables, who will be coming to present to us at the next council meeting. That will start with a work session. This will be April 16th at 5 p.m. will be the work session. And then there will be an option for the council to potentially take some action at the regular council meeting starting at 6:15. We hope to be able to hear some solutions that would help us offset some of our energy usage. Maybe a little bit of savings for the city, but as I say, especially, it's really a good opportunity for the city to set an example and reduce our carbon footprint.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.